Welcome to A2Zen.fm, bringing you life-altering talk radio. Our radio experts bring you tips, pearls of wisdom and techniques from top instructors, authors and performers in the fields of self-help, financial, alternative health, global news and more. Join us and discover the tricks of the trade that will help you to develop yourself and prosper. This is truly entertainment and education you won't find anywhere else. Enjoy yet another hour of A2Zen.fm radio. Now, here's your host of Reverse Speech, David Oates.
Okay. All right. Well, hi, folks. This is David John Oates, and we have some technical difficulties this morning, but I think we have resolved them. I'm getting a report that we are broadcasting, so that's good news. And what we were going to be looking at this morning is... Oh, hello, Holly.
Hey, you sound fantastic.
Okay, all right. Yeah, look, there's a button here on the program that says speakerphone or headset mode, which you clicked. So there we go. Okay. All right, folks, we are looking at reversals on roll. So let's go back and play the very first one, and here we go.
This doesn't mean they had glee about 9/11. That's a total misinterpretation. They had pleasure knowing that they had an excuse now to do what they've been wanting to do for so long, and what did they do? They marched to Iraq.
And this reversal says purpose in the lost. Here we go.
Purpose in the lost.
Purpose in the lost.
And that's essentially a congruent reversal. He's saying that there was purpose behind the tragedy of 9/11, and that was an excuse to go into Iraq. Now let's run the whole backwards and see if you can hear this reversal amongst the gibberish. Was right there. Let's just run that again. And there it was, quite clear amongst the gibberish there. All right, here's another reversal on Ron Paul. Let's run this forward.
But the one thing that I'd caution is some type of an overreaction. And what if you say what is true, but they've been saying that for 10 years or so. So it may or may not be true.
And this one says, and yes, they're better with this show.
And yes, they're better with this show.
And yes, they're better with this show. And yes, they're better with this show.
I guess he's saying that his fellow presidential hopefuls are better with the show than he is. Anything I can interpret out of that. Let's run the whole lot backwards and hear this amongst the gibberish, and here we go. And that was right there, and yes, they're better with this show. Here it is again. And that was right there. All right, here we have an interesting reversal with some religious connotations. Let's run this forwards.
But all the Middle East is unstable because of this. Now it's Tunisia, now it's next it's Egypt, and it's going to keep going because all the problems are there because people don't like us propping up their dictators.
And this reversal says, but Jesus sent us the one, which is seemingly completely out of context, doesn't seem to have anything to do with what it's saying forwards. The one in reverse speech is another metaphor for the Holy Spirit, another name for the Holy Spirit. So it's a theologically sound reversal because Jesus left to send us the Holy Spirit, according to the Bible. Anyway, here's this reversal, but Jesus sent us the one. And let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you need this amongst the gibberish. And here we go. And there it was right there. Just run that again. It always amazes me how they just jump up out of the gibberish like that, and quite exciting when you're analysing the tape and you actually find them. You several minutes just with your headphones on, and bang, suddenly this clear reversal will jump up at gibberish. All right, here we have another reversal on Ron Paul. Here we go.
It contributed to our debt billions and billions of dollars, and all we get is chaos from it and instability.
And this reversal says, egg you on.
Egg you on.
Egg you on. Egg you on.
And I guess he's egging the crowd on, is how we interpret that. Let's run the whole lot backwards. And that was right there. Let's run again. Egg you on. And that's what he's doing, egging the crowd on. All right, here we have another reversal. Let's run this forwards.
You can't steal from your neighbor. You can't send the government to your neighbor to steal for you. There should be no redistribution of wealth.
And where he says there should be no redistribution of wealth, he says, I want to shed it.
I want to shed it.
I want to shed it. I want to shed it.
I guess that's another congruent reversal. He doesn't want redistribution of wealth. Here's a whole lot backwards.
I want to shed it. Say to you, run, you the shed the yo.
And there it was, quite clear there amongst the gibberish. Good set of congruent reversals on Ron Paul. All right, here we have another one. Let's run this forwards.
And the military is not equated to defense. Defense spending is one thing. Military spending is what Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex, and we have to work for that.
And when he talks about military spending, defense spending, he says it knows or less safe. Here we go.
Yes, no, bring it up, sniff.
Yes, no, bring it up, sniff. Yes, no, bring it up, sniff.
Rather off reversal, seemingly implying that we are less safe now than we were in the past. Let's run the whole lot backwards, and here we go. And there was quite clear there amongst the gibberish. Now, here's a reversal that I don't know what it means. Let's just get this one up, and we're going to run this forward.
Even today, I mean, if you're talking about criminal acts of violence, murder, manslaughter, robbery, that's all a state issue.
And this reversal says, slam her drums.
I'll slam her drums.
There it is.
I'll slam her drums. I'll slam her drums.
There it is. And let's run the whole lot backwards. Here we go.
It's lost in here, Bob. I'll slam her drums. Now out of the sky.
And it was there. Nice and clear amongst the gibberish there. And a bit of a misnomer reversal. I'm not really too sure what that means. But there we go. We play them all. All right. Here's another one. Let's run this one forwards.
Upon the states, because they are seeing the consequences, and the states have this responsibility to do something about it.
And this reversal says, in your fuss.
In your fuss.
Huh.
In your fuss. In your fuss.
And that's a congruent reversal. It talks about the states suffering consequences. Here, let's run the forwards again.
Upon the states, because they are offering the consequences, and the states have this responsibility to do something about it.
And reversal, in your fuss.
In fuss.
In your fuss. In your fuss.
Yeah, so well, there we go. All right, we'll be back right after this, folks.
Hi, Clay Lewis here, and I want to tell you about an amazing phenomenon known as reverse speech and backwards messages of speech. Reverse speech has fascinated people for nearly 30 years. Listen to a clip of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
That's one small step for man, giant leap for mankind.
Now, when you play it backwards, it says, man will spacewalk.
Never spacewalk. Never spacewalk. Never spacewalk.
Backwards messages like this are occurring constantly throughout human speech. Reverse speech literally unlocks what the subconscious mind is thinking. If you want to learn more about reverse speech and how to do it for yourself, Reverse Speech Enterprises in Portland have introductory home study courses available and a whole range of other products that can get you started in this fascinating field of reverse speech. Start a new hobby today. Call 503-919-3752 to obtain a copy of your home study course. That's 503-919-3752, or you can order it through reversespeech.com.
And while we're talking about products that we have for sale, the home study course is a very popular product. You can download that from the Reverse Speech website, or you can give me a call if you wish. I, even though I live in Australia, I have an American number. It's on my desk here, just a local call for you guys over there in the States. And the number is 760-666-5186. That's 760-666-5186, and that will get you to my desk in Adelaide, Australia. Now, I'm coming to America again in February and March. I'll be doing some training classes up in Portland, Oregon. It's on doing part one of the course on February the 17th, 18th, and 19th. That's the investigator part of the reverse speech training course, and then that's an intensive weekend, three-day weekend, and then we're doing the analyst part, which is part two of the training course, in March. So you can take the whole class, if you like, investigator and analyst, and just come on up to Portland, Oregon. A lot of exciting things happening on the front with reverse speech. We are going to have a massive influx of clients very soon, and I'll tell you more about that as time goes on. And so I'm going to be wanting a whole lot of trained and qualified practitioners. So if you think about a new career and you find reverse speech to be something you might be interested in, consider taking training. There's going to be plenty of work for everyone once you get through this due to some business deals I'm working on right now. And point of fact, I have Versals on the business deals, and the Versals are shaping up very nicely to say this is all going to be a great success. So go to my website, reversespeech.com, or you can call me on area code 760, and that's 666-5186. 760-666-5186. All right, we are looking at reversals on Ron Paul, and let's open up another one here, and these are from various speeches that he's done over the last couple of months, and I just went and analysed them last week and found all of these wonderful reversals. All right, here's another one. Let's run this forward.
I think this is something that the people ought to know about, but there's been many positions, and you have admitted many of the positions where you have changed positions.
And the reversal says, I want to know.
I'm learning all.
And it's interesting because he actually says Ford's exact Ford's words are this something that the people ought to know about. And he says, I want to know. And so he wants to know as well. All right. So let's run the whole lot backwards and hear this amongst the gibberish. And there it was right there. That's what he's saying forward.
That the people ought to know about.
That the people ought to know about. And backwards, I want to know. So not only does the people, something he thinks is something the people ought to know about, but something that he wants to know about as well. Now here we have an interesting reversal on Ron Paul talking about the Federal Reserve, and his position on the Federal Reserve is well known. Here we go.
That you have to know why we have a recession and why we have unemployment before you can solve the problem. And the financial bubbles are created by excessive credit and stimulation by the Federal Reserve.
And this reversal says, I'm shelling its snare.
I'm shelling its snare.
And the snare is the trap, according to Ron Paul anyway, of the Federal Reserve. And I'm shelling its snare. I'm fighting against the problem the Federal Reserve is creating in America. And that's congruent with his position on the Federal Reserve. Here, let's run that forwards again. Here's the forwards.
You have to know why we have a recession and why we have unemployment before you can solve the problem. And the financial bubbles are created by excessive credit and stimulation by the Federal Reserve.
And here's the reversal. I'm shelling its snare.
I'm shelling its snare.
I'm yelling it's night.
And let's run the whole lot backwards and hear it amongst the gibberish.
I'm yelling it's night.
And that was right there at the very beginning. Okay, here it is again.
I'm yelling it's night.
Right where he says, stimulation by the Federal Reserve. His words.
And stimulation by the Federal Reserve.
And backwards, I'm shelling it.
I'm shelling it.
So he's been very congruent in that position he's taking. All right, here's another one.
What Herman stands for, I think that helps me because they're not going to say, well, he's not really for any cuts, and he's for adding this national sales tax.
And this reversal says, stuck in it.
Stuck in it.
He's talking about Herman Cain, of course, who has since dropped out of the race. He's probably saying that he's stuck in his position. Here we have a mirror image reversal.
We've seen sudden surges of candidates, and then they fall off again. I think all of that is helpful to me.
And this reversal says, they fall off.
They fall off.
And the forwards is?
Fall off.
So here's the forward, sorry.
Fall off again.
And backwards.
They fall off again.
They fall off. So here's the backwards.
Fall off.
And here's the forwards.
Fall off again.
So it's what we call a mirror image reversal, where the same words are appearing backwards as what they did forward. It's fairly common. You know, we'll find mirror image reversals on reasonable frequency in reverse speech. So, all right, let's look at some reversals on Michelle Bachmann, who's still in the race. And let us begin with... oh, no, that's interesting. Ah, right, I was on the wrong one. I was on Michelle Obama. No wonder I couldn't find the reversals I was looking for. All right, so here we have the first. Let's run this forward.
Thank you, Tim. What a terrific introduction, and thank you, everyone, for being here. Please come and find a seat, and maybe we get a few more, and this is a good problem to have.
And the problem is there's too many people, they didn't have enough seats. And she says in reverse, now we worry.
Now we worry.
Yeah, so there we go. A nice congruent reverse. Got some problems with having enough seats. All right, here we have another reversal. Let's run this one forwards.
And I want to say, first of all, is that no matter what course of action we take going forward, the first place that we have to begin is in cutting spending at the federal level.
And here she says, that's a fact.
That's a fact.
So it's a congruent reversal. The reversal is supporting her position. That's a fact. All right, here we have another one. Let's run this forwards.
Well, that's one problem, overspending in 1 year. The bigger problem is all the accumulated overspending over a number of years. We're paying that big credit card tax.
And this reversal says, gave the law.
Gave the law.
That's what the law did. We've got to accumulate overspending because of the law, and the law needs to change, I'd imagine. Here, let's run the whole lot backwards. And that was right there. Let's run that again. There we go. Quite amongst the gibberish there. All right, here we have a long reversal. Let's run this forward. That uses a metaphor.
I was one of the lone voices in the wilderness of Washington saying, no, stop, we can't do this.
And the reversal says, let me show, we'll send a whirlwind.
This Michelle was in her glowing.
And a whirlwind, common metaphor, reverse speech, our energy, our life force. Let me show, let my presence be heard. I'm going to send my energy into this situation. Let me run the whole lot backwards.
Seven, thank you. Five, one, Yes, this Michelle was there when the seals know.
And then it was quite clear amongst the gibberish there. We'll do that again.
Yes, this Michelle was there when the seals know.
There we go. Okay. Alright, next reversal, and Michelle Blackman, we'll run this first.
You see, at a certain point, the music is going to stop, right? And so that's why it was imperative upon us this summer. We should have stopped this summer rather than adding $2.4 trillion because that's only going to get us through until next year.
And this reversal says, I'll save us.
I'll save
us. I'll save us. I'll save us.
I guess she believes that she has a solution to the problem. That's how I would interpret that reversal. Let's run the whole lot backwards and hear it amongst the gibberish.
Hurry, scandalous. We're sitting in your gill. That's a canoe, snuff, no fish, and a vither. Irma sits by the head of a shoe. Irma sits on off the vittery, miss it well, listen.
That was right there. Not very clear, that reversal.
Vittery, miss it well, say, listen.
Yeah. I've heard a clear reversal of that. All right, let's run another one. Let's run this forwards.
We're at the point where we're continually giving out 99 weeks of unemployment benefit, and it goes on and on and on.
And here she says, my lover's skill. And it's a metaphor. My lover, the part of me that can create and manifest myself in this situation. And she believes that she has the skill. All right, here's another reversal.
That's all I did is work with taxes. That's my background. That's my expertise. I get how devastating high taxes are.
And here she says in a verse, I am safe.
I am safe.
I am safe. I am safe.
And she's reassuring her listeners that she's safe. You can trust her. And that's the message she is putting out. Right, another one, and here we go.
I've seen people lose their houses before. It's not fun to see. But taxes are so high and out of control.
And this reversal says, it's enough.
It's enough.
It's enough. It's enough.
She's saying, it's enough. It's not fun to see is the actual clause where the reversal occurs. And this situation has got to stop. So she's being congruent. Let's run the whole lot backwards and see if you can hear it amongst the gibberish.
Oh, snot, oh, snit, yeah, oh, through the sky, step, it's enough, and snit.
Was there, it's enough?
It's enough, and snit.
Yep, okay, so she's being very congruent in her position. All right, here we have the next one.
This is the election when we have to have a constitutional conservative who gets these problems in Washington, who from day one will know what to do. That's what I bring to this field that is different from anyone else. I've been fighting on the front lines in full gale force winds.
And here she says, see this new battle.
See this new battle.
See this new battle. See this new battle.
So she's saying, Fawes, I've been fighting on the front lines in full gale force winds, and first see this new battle. It's a new fight for her to take on. So it's a congruent reversal. She's both Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann. They're both pretty congruent in their reversals. All right, here's another one.
And that's what needs to be addressed. And that's why, under my plan, I want to repeal Obamacare.
And here she simply says, I'll sign it.
I'll sign that. I'll sign that. I'll sign that.
So she's being congruent. Let's run the whole lot backwards.
Rick and Marble, oh, he's real well. Now, Bamber, not right. I'll sign that. Sorry, do you see?
And that was right there. Okay, all right. Nikon, we are on this one here. Let's run this forwards.
If you have a business, would you keep running your business the same way that you did 45 years ago or 80 years ago? That's what we're doing with these programs.
And here she says, they'd wish to deal with mess. Oh, no, they wish to deal mess, not with mess. They wish to deal mess.
They wish to deal mess.
Wow.
They wish to deal mess. They wish to deal mess.
Yeah, well, I guess she's saying that they're all dealing mess in Washington. Yeah, let's run the whole lot backwards.
my wife see them new in your website site. August 3 August 3 now if you don't wish to deal mess it sends it bringing
there they'd wish to deal mess. It was quite clear there. I'm sure you would agree. Here we have the next reversal. This is a bit of a cryptic reversal. Let's run it forward.
If we have a system of health savings accounts, that we would see real savings. And I think that we should examine those ideas. I think we should put them on the table, and I would be happy to lead that national debate.
And here she says, on the maze, get a shoe.
On the maze, get a shoe.
On the maze, get a shoe. On the maze, get a shoe.
I think the maze is all the multiple health schemes that are out there. She talks about examining those ideas is actually where the reversal occurs, where she says we should examine those ideas. On the maze, get a shoe. Shoe to move forwards with truth and honour is literally what the metaphor means. Fighting her way through the maze of different options. Let's run the whole lot backwards. Here we go.
Yeah, but not shine at the look if I hate you around it. Oh, be it on the shoe, get a shoe. On the maze, get a shoe.
It was there. On the maze, get a shoe. Let's do that again.
On the maze, get a shoe. Let's get down it.
Okay. All right. Here we have our next reversal. We're going to play on Michelle Bachman. Let's run this forward.
And then we'll go over to the Department of Energy and say, now, any more of those cylinder loans you've got left laying around here? And then we'll turn off the lights and lock the doors there. And there will be a lot of for sale signs all across Washington, D.C.
And this reversal says, I'll labor in it. Yeah, so she's going to work hard. Okay. So we're here. Let's run the whole lot backwards.
We're seeing this new shop start the lot. Not place the labor in it.
And that was right. Quite clear there amongst the gibberish.
Not place the labor in it.
And that's literally how reverse speech occurs. Once every 15 seconds or so of speech, depends on the conversation. In a very casual, relaxed conversation among friends, you can find that once every 5 or 10 seconds. The average, though, tends to be once every 15 or 20 seconds. Media broadcasts are a lot less. They can occur once every 3 or 4 minutes. Media broadcasts, you've got to work pretty hard to find them in the media. But they do occur, and they can certainly give us some insights into the minds of our politicians. All right, here we have another reversal on Michelle Bachman.
Because it's what first, the chicken or the egg? What comes first, spending or taxing? It's spending. Because if we cut back on the spending, then I think we have to have a system where everyone participates. Everybody should pay something. Even if it's a dollar, everybody needs to pay something. We all benefit from this magnificent country. Everybody needs to pay in.
And she believes it because she says, deficit drop now.
Deficit drop, no.
Nice and clear.
Deficit drop, no.
Okay, so here, let's run the whole forward because the fours is a clue into how to deficit.
Because it's what comes first, the chicken or the egg? What comes first, spending or taxing? It's spending. Because if we cut back on the spending, then I think we have to have a system where everyone participates. Everybody should pay something. Even if it's a dollar, everybody needs to pay something. We all benefit from this magnificent country. Everybody needs to pay in.
In reversal, deficit drop now.
Deficit drop, no.
Deficit drop, no. Yes, the sister. No.
And let's run the whole lot backwards here amongst the gibberish.
Yes, but you need to be right. Here's knocking us up in games and we're fifth and a ball. Yes, my CF, but you need to be right. Relax, this is the of eat. Yes, my CF, but she'd be right. Yes, the sister. No, we're right.
And that was right there. Let's run that again.
Yes, my CF, but she'd be right. Yes, the sister. No, we're right. Almost.
Yep, there it is. Okay, I got one more reversal to play on Michelle Bachman. And these are all on my website. Go to reversespeech.com. You can find them a couple of ways. You can go to latest news and updates. And you'll see on the latest news and updates link to the training classes that that I've got coming up in America. There's also all the latest reversals that have been put up on the website. Listen, look, there's also a brand new product on the website, and that is called the Weight Eliminator. You may remember we had Pat Nining, a reverse sweep practitioner from England, on the show a while back to talk about her Weight Eliminator program. And it uses generic reverse speech metaphors to achieve incredible weight loss. And Pat's had just amazing success with it. Anyway, the program's available now. So go to the Reverse Speech website. It's on the latest news and updates. It's also on the products page. You'll see a link down the bottom of the products page to Pat Nightingale Weight Reduction Program or Weight Eliminator. All right, here we have another reversal. I'm Michelle Bachman.
If there's only one thing that you remember about today when you leave, take this with you. There is one chance to get rid of Obamacare, and it's this election.
And here she says, make it smashed now.
Make it smashed now.
Make it smashed now. Make it smashed now.
Well, she certainly doesn't Obamacare, does she? Let's run the whole lot backwards. And there it was, right there amongst the gibberish, make it smashed now. Always amazes me how clear these reversals are amongst the gibberish. And that's literally how we find them when we're running, when I'm running tapes backwards, I'll have my headphones on and we'll hear, you know, several minutes of gibberish, and then suddenly, bang, out of the gibberish jumps this really clear reversal. And it's quite exciting to find a reversal. And, you know, it's like a little treasure hunt, isn't it? Looking through the sea of gibberish to find some meaningful phrases in reverse. And these meaningful phrases do occur. And if you ever want to get involved in reverse speech, of course, now's the time. I've got training classes in Portland, and starting in February, February the 17th, I believe. There's also a free introductory lecture in Portland. I'm not going outside of Portland this trip, so if you want to meet me or receive a training in reverse speech, then Portland is the place for you to be. Okie dokie. Well, I'm not going to move on to I've got reversals on Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, but I'm not going to move on to them now because we're out of time. We will look at those next show. We'll also look at someone, Herman Cain, even though he's out of the race now. He actually predicts some troubles in his campaign, and we'll look at those reversals when we do our next show. And don't forget, www.reversespeech.com. For all the latest news and information about reverse speech, as well as all the products and the training programs, reverse speech software, you can get it all from reversespeech.com. Okay, we have 1 minute left, so why don't we, you know, we looked at the mirror image reversal today. Let's play another well-known mirror image reversal. This is when I had a house fire. And a second runs in and says, David, the house is on fire.
Yes? What?
Something burning
there. You can hear the emotions in her voice, and backwards she says the same thing. The house is on fire. Our house is on fire. And again. And so that's a mirror image reversal. The same thing forwards as it was backwards. All right, folks, I'm out of time. Thank you very much for listening, and don't forget, we'll be back next week with more reversals on the...